Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure. As you know, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad to tell you that Stephanie Winston is back. Stephanie is our little organizing angel that sits on our shoulder and says, no, you got to put that in the garbage can. No, don't lay that on the desk. You have to file that. Don't, okay, close the file drawer. You have to keep things organized around here. That's what she does. Only nicely. Right, Stephanie?
I try, Jim. I really do try.
I like you sitting on my shoulder and you're with me all the time, Stephanie.
Well, that's a nice thought, and I really appreciate that.
By the way, folks, Stephanie is the author of Getting Organized and other books. I'll get her to remind us about in a minute. Stephanie, the summer's over.
Well, it really is over, and you know what? I think this is kind of the time of year we have in our minds back to school, and there is a real wish that people have to be more productive, and a really interesting survey was conducted by Office Depot, and they found that half of their respondents at this time of year plan to ramp up their productivity, but there was a bit of sad news in that as well. And the sad news was that one in three of those people said that they were planning on, you know, cutting back on their leisure time, their social life, their, you know, and finding that elusive balance between work and life is still one of our primary chores.
No question about it. You know, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said, how's business? He said, well, we had the summer was a little slow because I couldn't quite keep my people focused on the goal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but as of this week, we're starting. We're making a big push to the end of the year, as we do every year.
And I think that makes a lot of sense, and it's a real rise in energy. But you know what? That being productive doesn't mean throwing your life out of balance. So that's why Office Depot and I have partnered to help people with three key productivity strategies.
All right, what are they?
Well, here is the first one. Take advantage of your in-between time. You know how, and I know that you travel a good deal and that you spend a good deal of time at the airport on that half hour between flights. Well, 3 hours between flights. But you know what? That is really good productivity time. And I think that the most important tool to really take advantage of that time is a lightweight Wi-Fi-enabled laptop. Because you know why? That means you can work at the airport. You can work anywhere, and it's really, really an important tool, and the tool that I happen to be...
Do they even sell a laptop anymore that's not Wi-Fi enabled?
Well, you know, I think they still do, because you know what, I still hear people
complaining
about...
Don't buy it, folks, if it is. Buy the
one
with the Wi-Fi.
You know, and I think that really is true now, because you know, I still hear people complain, you know, I didn't have Wi-Fi, and so I was sitting stuck at the airport and couldn't really get anything done, and the particular one that I just happen to be aware of, a very good product, is the Sony Vaio notebook. That one feature that I like is it's light. It's only 5.5 pounds, and it comes in lots of nice, stylish colors.
Well, you know, years ago, before wireless was even really all that in the marketplace, I ordered a laptop.
Yeah.
And wasn't my first one. I've had laptops for years and years, many years, 15 years probably.
Well, you're an early, what do they call that, an early user, I think.
Yeah, years ago I've had a number of, but anyway. But the wireless was available.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well, I don't use wireless, so why should I order that? And then I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get it, because who knows when I'll get it.
Yeah.
Well, who knows when I'll need it. So I went ahead and ordered it with the wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And before it arrived,
yeah,
somebody explained to me about the wireless capability that I had. This was way back when it first got started, when 802.11b got started.
Yeah.
And before it arrived, by the time it hit my door, I was already wireless.
Well, you really are an early user. You know, Jim, we're sort of at opposite poles because I'm kind of a low techie, and so I'm kind of the last person to on my blog to really appreciate these things. But when I do, I do, and I understand now. I mean, I really have a real important perspective on. But you know, I want to go in the other direction too. Our second productivity strategy, which is a little bit more low tech, and yet I feel that it is, you know, almost equally as important. That this is more directed to people who commute, telecommute, visit clients primarily in their car. And there is a terrific product called the Mobile Workmate by Foray. I don't know of anything else like it, but you can take with you every single thing you need. You know that awful feeling you're at your client meeting and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, I left a key file that I need back on the office desk.
Yep.
But you can just scoop up everything you need. It will hold your files, your laptop, your supplies, presentation materials, whatever it is that you need. And one particular thing that I like, it's a wheelie, so it's got a pull-out handle, and you can just take it everywhere that you want to go.
So ditch the briefcase and get one of these.
Right. I would almost call it an office on the go because, you know what, it's a briefcase on steroids is what it really is.
Would it hold my scanner, copy, or fax machine?
Well, you know, a small one it would. You know,
I'm just teasing, Stephanie.
I've seen portable faxes, and it would definitely hold a portable fax.
Just teasing.
but it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I've seen portable faxes, and it would hold one of those at any rate.
I think you need a motor on that thing too if you got one of those in there. What about personal devices like a cell phone PDA kind of thing? What do you think?
Well, you know, that is so interesting, and then that leads us to our third strategy, which is the less stressed you are, the more productive you'll be. And so many people tell me that what is really stressing them out now is all those cords and cables. If I forget the one I need? And these smaller appliances, PDA, cell phone, and even your camera, guess what? Leave the cable at home by replacing that with a really new product, a memory card reader. Each of those small devices has a memory card in it that actually holds the material. You can take out the memory card,
You mean the SIMS card?
Do you know what you're asking? Yes,
okay.
the
okay.
SIMS card, exactly.
Okay.
And
that right.
You can put it then in the memory card reader, which is about the size of a flash drive. I happen to know the Ativa, which is a nice, good, solid, inexpensive brand.
Right.
And then you put the whole kit and caboodle, the memory card drive with the card in it, into the USB port of your laptop
or
your desktop computer.
I didn't know that. You've taught me something today.
Well, I'm so pleased because you are so hip to all this technology.
Well, I'm
thrilled that I was able to teach you something, and it's just real convenient, and you have guaranteed safe access to all of your materials.
Hold on to that thought, folks. I told you we'd get organized when Stephanie joined us. She and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up, put on your red dress, baby, don't we going out tonight.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those two out and use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can get all the things that we do here every day on the show, plus a lot of other stuff. And the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base. That's where you can go to get questions answered right now. So check that out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Use it to your advantage. Stephanie Winston is our guest. She's author of Organized for Success. Stephanie, give us your website, please.
Actually, right at the moment, it is Amazon.com, I'm glad to say. And
all right.
That's where all my books are available.
Give us the titles of all your books.
Well, Getting Organized, which you kindly mentioned, The Organized Executive, and the most recent one is Organized for Success, and it's about how to use the organizing advice of chief executives for your own life, whatever you might be. Oh, Jim, talking about cell phones, which we were, I wanted to provide a real quickie phone tip, if I may.
Okay.
To avoid telephone tag drives you nuts when people say, call me, always leave that message, okay, with enough information so people know what you want.
Yeah, I don't always leave messages. I know
you're
I should, but
you're
I don't the always.
Folks that drive me
well,
nuts,
well, you know, but if I, what if I wanted to leave a message, I would. I wanted to talk to you, but
well, then that's the important thing, and I think that.
The important thing is to always have. The important thing is to always have the ability for people to leave a message if they want.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. What did
the important
you say
thing is to always have the ability. Yeah. For people to leave a message for you if they want.
And that really is the key. Oh, might I just give one real quickie tip, which is okay. One-stop shopping. I try to save my clients stress by not sending them around to a lot of different stores. And all the tools we talked about and lots more are at Office Depot under one roof.
What let's talk about some general organization stuff. What give us some of your classic tips on getting organized in the office.
Okay, I'd love to. Two important email tips, and combines phone and email, which is, have you ever spent half a day exchanging a seaweed string of 12 emails with somebody just to get some basic information across, when you know what, you could probably take care of that in a 5-minute phone call. So you need to be real careful about email, not letting it suck up
your time. I do that a lot. I pick up the phone and call people sometimes.
You know, it sounds counterintuitive, but in many cases that is actually the more efficient thing. And another quickie email point, too, is that so many people do use Outlook and other systems, too. You can color code. That color code your incoming email so that everything that comes directly to you, not a CC or BCC or group email, but is coming directly to you, then you'll know that that's your priority and the emails that you have to address first.
The other two things that email that I use a lot, and this is not, I'm not Mr. Organized. I'm not like Stephanie, folks. I'm trying. I'm aspiring. I'm aspiring to be more organized.
You're great.
I'm
but
not
I
the,
love your tips. You tell
but,
me. What is your
well,
tip?
The other two things are templates.
Uh-huh.
That you use, that you create and you save, and you don't have to recreate those all over again.
Give me an example.
They're not called templates.
What's
the word for those? I'll get that. They're called
macros.
They're called. What's the term? Anyway, but you can in your program, folks. You can save a file and give it a name, and you go back and use it over and over again. Like if you're thanking somebody for a business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
Having mailboxes, which are basically files, mm-hmm. for everybody, so that if you get an email in from a customer that you want to keep, but you're not going to want to use it again, you just want to have it on file, stick that in the mailbox and get it out of your inbox.
Well, that's a very good solution. So you have it available for
yep.
when you want it. And
all
I got
to do is go over to my mailbox list and pull down that name, and there are all the emails. I collect email all the way back since I've been on email.
That is fantastic because it's a fabulous reference.
It's illegal. It's also illegal.
It's not part of your day-to-day system,
no.
and you have access to it.
It's a legal record, too.
Uh-huh.
If somebody wants to say, I don't know what you're talking about, I didn't confirm that by email. Well, you can have it. You can have it available.
Yeah, no, that's these days when everyone's so litigious, it's a good idea to safeguard you.
All right, we got about a minute. Give us a couple more tips.
Okay, Jim. Well, I want to go back to one of my great tips, for everything, which is don't get overwhelmed. That's what stops productivity. Break your big tasks down into small bites, a bit at a time, and that will see you through to the end of your project and to your goal of your successful business.
Yeah, if you look at a big project all at once, it can be intimidating.
Oh, it's frightening,
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just take a little bite at a time, right?
Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed when you look back, 2 months from now or whatever, you'll say, gosh, did I really accomplish all of that? And then the right tools can really help you in that productivity.
All right, what else?
Well, let's see.
I got 20 seconds. Give us a quick one. Let me tell you what we talked
about phoning instead of email. Do you know that some executives will not let their employees email one another? They insist that they get up or they phone, have that human contact.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea. And USB drives. Now, that's back to technology. That's the handiest little tool you'll ever have.
Well, tell me how you use it.
We use them around the office sometimes. We use them to give somebody a file that we want them to have that we don't want to email. Confidential information. We take a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
When I go do a speech, I use them all the time.
Well, that is good to know.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I enjoyed
it. We'll see you next time. Stephanie Winston, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too with Reva Lazansky right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.